of the dentist convention. Italian monster shoots a lobster. Seafood restaurant gets out of hand. Car in the fridge, a fridge in the car. Like cowboys do in TV land. Get out the door. It's no good for man to work in cages. Hit the town. He drinks his wages. Your friend, your sweat. But did you notice you ain't getting? Your friend, your sweat. But did you notice not getting anywhere? Don't you ever stop long enough to start. Take your car out of that gear. Don't you ever stop long enough to start. Get your car out of that gear.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who are you?
I'm Emma.
Hi, Emma.
Who are you?
My name is Nina.
And you're listening to WMFO in Medford. The show is Ladies
and
Clogs.
It is 1:04 on Sunday.
Is today
today's Easter, right?
Yeah, it's today's Easter.
Happy Easter. Did you go to church?
I did this
morning. Gosh, how was that?
Yeah, I was by myself, but it was fun.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That sounds nice.
There were a lot of kids around me who were, like, really not paying attention. Mm. And so they were, like, playing with their cars and, like, running all over each other and fighting. And it was kind of funny because I was just, like, watching
them. Can you play with,
like,
toy cars in church?
They were. And two kids were literally having, like, a fist fight next to me. And I was trying not to be distracted, but...
That sounds distracting.
I was mostly paying attention to them for a while.
Did you make any faces at them because of their behavior?
I was trying to be nice to the mom. I was like, oh, no worries, because she was clearly, like, stressed about trying to keep them apart.
Uh-huh.
But it was really fun to watch.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So you didn't make any faces?
I just decided that I was going to go the smiling face, like the reassuring face to them.
Okay.
But the kids were kind of all, they like got into, the fight got into my territory for a while. They were like right in front of me.
Nice.
It was wild.
But you were just making a smiling, reassuring face.
Yes. I didn't participate.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I want to hear more about just like faces in general, honestly. Like that's why I keep asking.
Oh, Yes. So that was my face then. But then after church, when it was nice and cold out, it was more of a frowny face.
I'm
it was
sorry.
Really cold. But now that
it
I'm here with
kind
you.
It got kind of warm and sunny, though.
Yeah.
Also. Cold, but warm and sunny. We're doing a terrible job.
Of talking. Wow, it's been quite a week. But it got sunny right as I left the house to go see you.
Oh.
Is that too cheesy?
No, that was really sweet. I have a happy face about that.
So, Nina,
Emma.
What is our theme this week?
Things that have to do with faces. Sorry, I had to double check what my place
oh,
was.
Oh yeah,
called.
It's like think
things
of the,
that have to do with
the
faces.
Wording
stuff with faces, face stuff.
Yeah, so we're gonna be talking about things that have to do with the faces.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe things that you can do with faces.
Well, yes, that's a thought. Totally.
Maybe.
Yeah, I was thinking more about like actual faces when I was making my playlist. But yes.
Oh okay.
I'm excited. I like when we branch in different directions and then it's funny.
Yeah, we're taking it in different meanings, and I'm excited.
Yeah.
What was the song we just heard?
So the first song that we just heard was called Take Your Face Off by Little Wow. Oh my gosh.
Words are
did I hallucinate that just happening? That really happened, right? Oh my God, by Lydia Ainsworth. Wow. Take Your Face Off, which is like something that has to do with faces. It's something you can do with a face is take your face off, I think, theoretically at least.
Is that a thing you can do?
But also, you know, the word face literally in there.
Yeah.
So that's good.
The literal definition of it. So.
Yeah. Have you ever taken your face off?
I'm trying to think of, I guess, if I was wearing a mask, does that count?
Yeah,
like
totally.
A face mask or...
Oh. Isn't that an expression for like doing makeup though? Like doing your,
yeah.
like putting on
oh,
your
put
face
on,
or something?
Oh, yeah.
Is like, or like, I'm
oh, yeah,
going
like,
to
fix my face on
something.
Or something.
So maybe it's just about taking off makeup, whatever.
Oh.
I was picturing someone
like
peeling.
I was
like,
literally
the,
peeling their
yeah,
face
me
off.
Too. Okay.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Same page.
We're definitely both in like Buffy territory and not just like Sephora territory.
Good. That's all
which
I want.
Which is great. Better territory. Cool. Do you want to play a song?
Sure.
Something about a face or whatever. You can explain it to us when
yeah.
we get there.
Cool.
Cool. Go for it.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Playing a new game, laughing and a running, hey, hey, skipping and a jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts a thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl. Tuesday and so slow, gone down the old mine with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. la-di-da. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. And you, my brown-eyed girl, do you remember when we used to sing
and clocks.
Emma, Nina, faces.
We both have a face.
And we are going to talk about what you can put on faces, do with faces, be a face.
Say more about that. Keep going.
I don't have anything else you can do. What? I think the verbs are do, be, that's it, to do with faces, I think. I can't
be
think of
a
anything.
Face, do a face?
What? Things you can, sorry, I didn't describe myself.
We're both things, having such a hard time.
Things that you can do with faces or like things that can be on your face is
oh,
what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
That's like mainly the way that I took it.
Yeah. Okay,
or
yeah.
Or parts of your face, but that's not a verb. I don't want to do English.
What songs did we hear?
Thank you. Sorry. We heard Brown Eyed Girl by nice. Van Morrison.
Eyes are face
eyes
parts.
Are literally on your face. And nice. I think they're an important part of the face.
I would agree wholeheartedly.
Maybe the most
what's the most important part of your face?
Oh, probably your mouth so you can eat things.
Yeah, true. Food. But like really all the parts of your face are like very essential.
I could do without my nose maybe.
Yeah, that's true. I have a pretty bad sense of smell anyway.
Yeah, I don't,
so it's
like,
fine.
It
yeah, I don't need that one.
Like it's never been my favorite sense or anything. So mm-hmm. I think I would need my mouth for eating and I would like my eyes for yeah. seeing too.
Eyebrows, I feel I would think I can get rid of, but I don't think I can. Have you seen the pictures of like the celebrities without eyebrows? And they're so weird and funny.
Yeah. I mean, if everyone didn't have eyebrows, it'd be fine.
Yeah, that's a look. And like some people don't have eyebrows.
Yeah,
it's cool.
And it's fine.
Yeah.
But I kind of, you know, like.
Yeah. You have nice eyebrows.
Thank you.
Would you get an eyebrow piercing?
I thought about it, but with a nose piercing, I don't know if it would
be cool. You
really
can get on the other side and balance yourself out.
Ooh. My mom and dad are listening. What do you think, guys?
Great idea.
Yeah, I feel like I'd maybe bump it. But I guess I don't bump my nose ring, so maybe I'll try it out.
You could do it. I support you. Faces. It's a thing you can do with your face.
I'm going to think about that one more.
A thing that can be on your face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool.
What was the other thing that we heard?
The other song we heard was Handsome by The Vaccines. And The Vaccines are still one of my favorites, so I feel like I play them a lot. But also, handsome is a word that I feel like is not used that much to describe people anymore. But I feel like it used to be like, oh, like, they have a handsome face or something, you know?
Probably was used in that context. No. You should bring it back. Use it more. I'll try to I'll support you and try to do it too.
Thanks.
I think you'd look handsome with a nose ring or an eyebrow ring.
Sorry, I interrupted you also. Oh no, that's like how I want it to be used, you know? I feel like it's more a generation, like two generations before us would say it more. Mm. Like the grandparents. Let me keep going with it, please. I know.
Let
I
you
messed
keep
up.
Going. You're doing
I
great.
I messed up the words.
No, finish trying.
So yeah, I would like to say handsome more often.
Okay.
If anyone would like to join me in this, please.
I'm
do.
There for you. I'm here. I'm raising my hand.
Good.
I was going to ask also, did the people you were like having dinner with and stuff this past week on your trip like say the word handsome? Did you hear it ever used?
I feel like
or was that
we
a
were all, well, okay. So I was on this bus tour and we were hiking a lot and so no one ever really looked handsome. So it wasn't being used a lot. Like we were all kind of sweaty and it was really warm out. So I think that they were the type of people who would have used it. I went on a bus tour with a lot of older ladies and gentlemen and it was wonderful, but no one used the word handsome.
No one used the handsome. So ultimately like a little disappointing.
Yeah. But
mostly good.
Yeah,
however.
But like that would have made it an extra special vacation.
Yeah.
It was already pretty good though.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry that didn't sneak in there, but we can try to say it a lot right now to make up for it.
Perfect.
Yeah. I think that'd be handsome. Can you say it that way also? Oh, like, is that be like cool or
that's
good
a handsome
or
idea.
Nice? Ooh.
I mean, we could do that.
We can do whatever we want.
Maybe I'll like look it up in the dictionary just to make sure I'm not
look
like
it up
I don't
in
know.
Dictionary?
Yeah, you the definition just of handsome.
Do whatever you want.
You think?
Or you can also one of the things if you want to do wow is a dictionary. Oh no.
Maybe I will. Should we play some more tunes?
I think that's a really good idea.
Okay, Nina's gonna play
gosh.
A tune.
Yeah, I am.
One dark day, I gave my soul away. I begged him to stay. My demon brain, I turn off the light.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to
WMFO in Medford.
Ladies and Clogs.
This radio show.
We're back at it.
Oh, still clearly everything's going super smoothly.
We're still in spring break right now. So our minds are still spring breaking.
I don't know where my mind is, but it's not here.
It's in the
it's just floating around somewhere in like the ether.
On break.
Like off a few like levels out of the atmosphere.
Our faces are here, but our minds.
My face is definitely here. My face showed up today to this show. My face is in the station. The rest of me is somewhere else.
Our minds and souls maybe are still out.
Your soul is definitely still with the sloths. Correct?
The only place I want it to be ever, yeah. So it might not ever come back. But
cool. Word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're still here.
We're still here. Oh my gosh.
What songs did we hear?
Yeah, let's, okay. The first song that we heard was called Mouth by Hazel Ra. And mouths are on your face. So I was thinking that's like a key part. That's what you were saying, perhaps is what you would say is maybe one of the most important parts of a face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that song. I got that song from a CD by a friend of my sister's that she gave to my dad for Christmas one year, and then I took
I remember
it
this
from him. I Whoa. Think I've maybe played this exact song before.
Yeah.
Oops, or else something else by her. Sorry.
No, but I recognize the artist though.
Cool. And then the other song is called Man in the Moon, and that's by Mulla Grubb, which I've been listening to a lot in the last few days and enjoying. And I was thinking that like the man in the moon, like, you know how you look at the moon and you're like, there's a face there. It's maybe made of cheese. And then you just start free associating moon things. Also, like, does the little prince live on the moon? Moon phases? Oh my gosh.
I was going to let you.
Save me. I need you to swoop in.
I saw you struggling, and I was just kind of.
You
gonna
saw
see
my face doing a face thing, and then your face did not help me.
I'm so sorry. I couldn't.
It's fine. If that's how it's going to be, that's how it's going to be.
I was just too shocked by that association of words. It was great.
Well, because I started talking, and then I realized that, like, do you look at the moon and see a face, and that's the man in the moon, or do you see the whole body of a man in the moon?
Well, I see a face if I pretend, like, sometimes I see it, but sometimes I'm like, oh, people say there's a face here, so I'll think there is, too, you know? Like, I'm not sure if I would have noticed it on my own. Does that make sense?
So you're a poser.
Wow.
You're just fake.
Oh, man. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
But you do when you look, like, the thing you're either seeing or, like, pretending to see is a face and not, like, a whole silhouette of a body.
Yeah.
Okay. Because when I started talking and saying that, then I realized maybe I just based this entire thing on, like, a false idea. And actually, it's a whole body and it's not a face. Although, I guess faces are part of your body.
Yeah, they are. I also wonder, does it have to... Words.
Wow.
Does it have to be a full moon for you to see this?
I don't know.
Can we go do some moon watching?
Let's do some research and moon looking.
Like,
moon.
I think a
I
little...
I look at the moon with my eyes on my face.
Like a waning crescent. I don't think you'd be able to see the man on the moon.
Maybe not. Now, I'm picturing the little, like, DreamWorks guy who sits in the little, like, moon seat and fishes.
Oh, yeah.
That's different, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Great.
That's still another moon association.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, also, the moon, I draw a moon on my wrist a lot, just, with a pen.
Yeah.
And I always have, like, a face on the side, and that's not how it actually looks, but that's always what I think of when I think of the moon, so.
Nice. Yeah, I'm there.
That's just me, though.
That's just, yeah. No, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to read a PSA?
I would love to.
Cool.
Okay. It's from WMFO. Black Cat Rescue Benefit Night. Eat pizza, win raffle prizes. Support black cats at Flatbread Co., Davis Square, Somerville, Tuesday, March 29th, 5 p.m. to midnight. Black Cat Rescue, a Somerville no-kill cat rescue organization, is having a benefit night at Flatbread Pizza Company in Davis Square from 5 p.m. until midnight on Tuesday, March 29th. Eat pizza, win raffle prizes, and help support local homeless black cats. For more information on the web, visit blackcatrescue.com. That is so important, I think. And I really want to go. I'm trying to think if I have homework that night.
Yeah, that's this coming Tuesday for everyone.
We don't have dodgeball anymore, right?
But that's true.
So.
Yeah, you got a free hour.
And you got to eat pizza.
That's true. I think that's really important because cats have really cute faces. So,
Especially black cats, I think are lucky. Mm-hmm. I know that everyone like shies away from them because of the opposite of what I think. But
no, I think you're right.
I think that they bring good luck, so.
I feel like black cats also are specifically like the like witch's familiar type of cats. Like if you're doing magic and you have a cat, like, it's probably a black cat, and like, that's cool, and you do magic, so.
Yeah, so I think at some point in my life, maybe I'll befriend and like live with a black cat. Yes. I didn't want to say own a black cat.
No, that was a great, I appreciate you. I appreciate that you said that.
Thank you.
That was great. Awesome. Do you want to play a song?
I really do. Okay, here it is. Great.
I got a little shy and lost in so steady, I feel like I saw you dead. We were penniless and I was doing our best. I feel like I saw you dead. You're smiling, but I don't believe you. You still think that I would never leave you. You're smiling, but I don't believe you. Of me to keep you always company. I feel like I saw you dead. Spending all my nights in the world's prettiest lace. I feel like I saw you dead. You're smiling, but I don't believe you. You still think that I. Say nothing. Oh, my lips.
so luscious. The way I spice it up with the Mac brushes. L'Oreal got them watermelon crushes. That's probably the reason all these boys got crushes. What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know? Except my lip gloss is cool. My lip gloss be popping. I'm standing at my locker and all the boys keep stopping. What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know? Except my lip gloss is popping. My lip gloss is cool. All the boys keep jocking. They chase me after school. When it's time for lunch, my lips still rock. Lil' mama melon with the hot pink top. Cherry, vanilla, flavors is a virtue. They loving lip gloss universal. The boys really like it. The girls don't speak. They rolling their eyes, they lip gloss cheap. It ain't my fault, but I could upgrade. Just show you how to use nice things with nice flavors. What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know? Except my lip gloss is cool. My lip gloss be popping. I'm standing at my locker, and all the boys keep stopping. What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know? Except my lip gloss is popping. My lip gloss is cool. All the boys keep jocking. They chase me after school. I stepped in the office like, yes, Miss McClarson. She like, girl, ran out of my lip glossin'. Write down where you get yours from. Cause I must admit, that bubble gum is poppin', it's poppin', it's poppin'. She ain't frontin'. And I be lovin' it, I be lovin' it. I be using it, I be using it. I be rubbin' it, I be rubbin' it. On my lips, my lip gloss. What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know? Except my lip gloss is cool. My lip gloss be popping. I'm standing at my locker, and all the boys keep stopping. What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know? Except my lip gloss is popping. My lip gloss is cool. All the boys keep jocking. They chase me after school.
Hello.
Hi.
Ladies and Clocks.
Is back.
WMFO.
In Medford.
It's poppin'. There we go. Thank you for playing that.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us about what we just heard?
Yeah, I'll apologize for you. We just heard a little.
No, don't apologize.
I won't.
Do not apologize.
Okay, so, well, first we heard "You're Smiling, But I Don't Believe You" in parentheses,
mm-hmm.
By Margaret Glaspy. And
I liked that one.
Yeah. I chose it because I like the song, mm-hmm. and I think smiles are an important part of the face. If you're using, like, you can use your mouth to eat as a verb, but I also think smiling as a noun, I don't, it's still
to
important.
Smile is also a verb, but
I realize that. But what I mean is that I think it's good to smile, but this person isn't believing that they're smiling.
It.
And I was thinking about that, and I don't really know what that means.
Huh.
Maybe it's that it's a fake smile.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I like that song.
I like that song also.
And then I was trying to choose a theme within these two songs, and then I chose another thing to do with mouths.
So this was the mouth-themed moment from Emma. Cool.
Yeah. It was Lip Gloss by Lil Mama.
Nice.
And this was very important to my young adolescence. I knew all the words to the song. I never had such a profound need for lip gloss as part of my life, but I really respect that Lil Mama wrote an entire song about
it. This was just popping though. Like, hers, she had really good lipstick. Like, everyone needs to know where it's from. Like, where'd you get it?
Even
it's
her
great.
Teachers. Yeah.
Yeah, I never really listened to the words of that song all the way, so I just did more than I had before, and I appreciate
thank you
for that.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I did because I, like, literally memorized the whole thing.
Nice.
So.
Yeah, this started playing and Emma was like, this was such an important part of my middle school experience. I listened to it so many times. So did my mom. So if your mom is still listening,
shout out. Yeah.
That one was for you.
I mean, I'm pretty sure she did it. It was one of the songs that I listened to a lot. So.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that to this hour.
Yeah. Do you want to play some more songs that are maybe more musical?
Totally. So you just zoomed in. Like close focus on the mouth as part of the face.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna now zoom out a little bit to like the wider like head body, like surroundings of face on a person.
Okay,
if
perfect.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Please, Thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
We were just talking about sloths, and I don't want to stop. Emma, how many sloths have you seen in
five
the last
sloths.
Week?
That's sorry, so, I cut you off.
No.
I was so excited.
I am also excited.
Four adult sloths and one baby sloth.
A baby sloth.
Yeah.
How small was its face?
It was like this small.
That's small. Emma just held up a size of hands that was small.
Yeah.
Like a,
it was like as big as my like a clementine. Fist, probably. And I've got a, yeah, I've got a pretty small hand.
Yeah, clementine sloth.
Yeah.
Awesome. It was that's so a cute name for a sloth. Also.
That is.
Clementine the sloth with a clementine sized baby face.
And a clementine in its hand.
Uh-huh. Wow. Maybe that, yeah. Yes. No, that sounds cute also.
I needed that part too.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So, I was in Costa Rica and saw a lot of sloths out in the wild, which was pretty cool.
Sloths.
I also, one of the sloths I saw was in this animal rescue place where they took in animals that had been like abused or injured or like sold as pets and then abandoned. So that was pretty
That's
cool
messed
too.
Up.
But the place, yeah, it was horrible, but the place was really cool. So it was really fun to see sloths because that was my dream. And I also realized, I was thinking, why do I love sloths so much? I've never seen one before.
And then you're like, no, not anymore. Now I've seen five.
Well, yeah, but okay, I realized also, even before that.
Yeah.
My dog, Shishi, looks exactly like a sloth.
Whoa.
Her
really?
Eyes are the same. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll show you.
No, I believe you. Her eyes, that's a face part. Keep
yeah.
Going.
Her eyes look exactly, so like their faces, if you put a sloth face and Shishi's face right up to each other, they look really similar. And they're both... They both have reputations of being really kind of sluggish and slow. But Nina and I have decided that sloths are just, they're just acting. They're actually really active, I think, at night.
Possibly. I don't know
anything
about
sloths.
You
haven't confirmed
this. I just don't know definitively, but I like the idea of like the sloths having sloth parties in the evening once everyone thinks that it's fine and they leave.
I know for a fact that they're nocturnal, so.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. That was some more about sloths.
I'm glad you
for
saw
this.
Sloths.
I am too.
Yeah.
Did you just play tunes or did I?
I think it was me. I'm going to talk about them.
Yeah.
The first tune was Be a Body by Grimes and Body's face part of Body. Also, Emma showed me a picture just now of herself with a sloth and it had a cute body. It was just a little sloth body in a tree. It was cute. Anyway, the other song that we heard was As I Lay My Head Down by Other Lives, with the idea being that like zooming out macro to the body, then zooming in a little bit to the head, zooming in further as we continue back to the face.
Wow.
So like contextualizing ourselves in like this geography wherein we're looking.
That's perfect.
At what we're looking at. Mm-hmm.
I
fell
like
apart a little
lot.
Bit at the end.
No, it was good.
Thank you.
And we're like zooming in and out, and I think you have to look at it from different angles to be able to fully appreciate the face.
I agree. 360.
Mm-hmm.
All more? Are there more? Can we do more degrees in that and go into like other dimensions?
Time is
time.
A good dimension.
Yep.
Time, through this space. Hour, we're going through a bunch of different face types. So
yes.
You are zooming right back into where I'm going to go with my next
Okay,
song.
I want you to take us there. I want more angles.
Here we go.
Fully consumed all of the petty things that I couldn't do. Hello.
Hi again.
Hi.
How's your face feeling?
My face is feeling pretty happy.
We should have played that song that's like, I can't feel my...
The
one about feeling the face. I don't actually
I
really
can't
like
feel
that
my
song
face
that
when
much.
I'm with you.
But I just thought of it when I said those words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can feel my face right now, though.
Uh-huh. That's happy. Good. That's good, because that song is about drugs, right?
Oh, yeah, which is not what we're about.
Yeah.
So.
We're not about that. No. What songs did we just listen to, though? Emma's like touching her face to make sure she can feel it.
We listened to This Head I Hold by Electric Guest. Mm. So Nina zoomed in to like the head of the body
yep.
in the last one.
I took
one.
Us to the head and Emma
and I'm holding
kept
it.
Us there. Mm-hmm. Nice.
So that was where I went.
Nice. It
was
I laid by, the head down and you held it.
Yeah.
Cool.
By Electric Guest. Cool. That was kind of a zippy tune I like.
And a zippy tune. A good old zippy tune.
And then we heard Scenic World by Beirut.
Mm.
And then I zoomed into the eyes.
Oh, that was taking us back to like the visual processing mm-hmm. idea of the face.
Yeah, and that was, we talked about the most important facial feature a bit. Mm-hmm. And I think that the eyes are really important because there's a lot of world out there.
Mm.
And I'd like to be able to see it someday. So that was a literal eye reference to the face and also like a figurative, like I would like to expand my worldview.
Wow, are you minoring in English? That was beautiful.
Thank you. Just declared.
Congratulations.
I hope they don't hear the first part of the show, the English department, when
oh,
I
no.
couldn't
<It's fine. laughs>
tell a difference between a noun and a verb.
Whatever.
I'm an engineering major. I'm
That's
sorry.
Fine. Also, whatever.
So, yeah, those are my songs.
Cool.
So that is just about wrapping up our hour.
Be heading out of here shortly. But thank you to everyone who listened. Thank you to, hi, Sarah, my cousin, who said that she was listening. I love you.
Uh-huh.
You have a nice face.
Yeah, I feel like my mom and dad maybe started listening, maybe stopped when I started messing up my words, but that's okay.
You guys have great faces, too.
Thanks, mom and dad. So, yeah, that was all our thoughts about faces for now.
Yeah.
But we still have a couple more tunes worth.
Yeah, we're going to, I think, be heading out of here soon. So thank you for listening to this show on WMFO
in Medford.
There, nice.
Yeah. It is 1:55.
And 31 seconds. We will be back next Sunday at the same time to talk about something other than faces. And we could actually, I mean, we could keep talking about faces.
I feel like maybe it's time
ponder it, like let the thoughts percolate and like tune back in 7 days and see where we're at then.
Yeah, maybe our minds will have caught up with our faces.
Honestly, I would hope so deeply.
Because that'll be like a week into school. So
oh, wow.
Maybe that would be helpful.
Yeah, that would be really great.
But it's fine.
But yeah. I'm going to keep thinking about faces in general. Faces are weird things. That's my concluding thought.
Okay. I also think it's really interesting how you can have reactions to people's faces and like read what's in them, you know? Like you can have such a, if you see someone smiling at you that you really like and you're just like,
then
wow.
you smile back.
Yeah.
Right?
It makes you happy.
Yeah.
But there was, I'm sorry, I'm going to do a really quick story.
No, I want it.
I saw a monkey on my trip and nice. When you smile at monkeys, they take that as a threat and then they start like getting really angry.
That's pretty relatable, honestly. No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
I
we
just,
know how Nina feels.
No,
now.
I'm sorry. That wasn't funny.
So, it's really important to interpret faces the same way as other people if you
Not
need
like
to.
A monkey.
Mm-hmm.
As a person.
Yeah.
Great.
I'm glad I'm a human. Okay.
I'm glad you're a human, too.
Oh, you wanna wow. play some songs?
Yeah, I would love to.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, this last song we're going to hear is called Pretty Bones by Twin Cabins because there are bones in your face. And yeah. I think in thinking about like facial structure being interesting and like something that people react to and like see and interpret as humans, also maybe monkeys, your like bone structure changes that and you pretty bones, pretty faces. Everyone's beautiful. Okay. I'm going to be done now. Thanks.
Bye,
for listening.
Everyone.
Oh gosh.